say we representing with half the office white supremacists. This can't be land of the free if kneeling might cost your position. I'm supposed to respect the system and call our brothers sons of position. When my uncle came home from prison for the same shit, y'all trying to turn to a business. Man, take our culture, our blueprint, pay the knockoff to come out of us. Hurricanes come and swallow us. Objects trying to put the dot on us. We pouring Henny cause we all bottled up. Granny still scratching lottos up, but the Bible says gone full circle. I'm just trying to find me a good purpose. My life is hard enough. They not rewarding us. They disregarding us. And if I go to D.C., I'm trying to spar with Trump. I'm not a politician. You can't ignore this stuff.
Thank you so much for continuing to sip the podcast. This is your host of Expressive Espresso, Alexis DeAndrew Coley. And thank you for tuning into part two of the topic at hand. Today, I'm just going to go into the solutions for procrastination with two methods that you can use to eliminate procrastination. So let's get into it. The first one, dealing with distractions. So in general, distractions range from plenty of things like emails, text messages, social media, phone calls, meetings, people asking for your time. And you can use app blockers like self-control and freedom for some of those distractions. One method that I'm going to start off with today is the GTD method. And that's also known as the getting things done method. And this method is known from S.J. Scott. And this is where you can find more information on the GTD method from S.J. Scott. With this method, you will first collect all of your projects that are incomplete, and that can range from anything from picking up clothes from the cleaners, making a phone call, short and long-term goals, random ideas, anything like that. And with this method, what you want to do is devote 1 to 2 days because it requires high organizational structure. So I know you guys are like, Lex, you already explained that there's not enough time in part one last week. How in the hell am I supposed to devote 1 to 2 days with this method? The reality is this method isn't for everybody. But I definitely wanted to touch base on this method just for those who want to know more about this. So with this method, what you're going to do is first, it's called the collection. And this is where you collect all the information, tasks in an unstructured order. And this is pretty much what you would call a brain dump. However you would like to record it, but basically it needs to come out. So if you want to write it down, type it in a document, or use a voice memo. Regardless, this brain dump needs to come out. The second part of this is called the process. And this is where you sort it out, maybe into columns, and ask yourself, does this task need further action? If it does it take less than 2 minutes? That's what you want to see. And if it takes longer than 2 minutes, maybe this is something that can be delegated. The third step is the organization, and the organized stage takes those items that you sorted together and puts them together in a format that can be used through the day for allocating those tasks to a certain time period. So following the organization, what you're going to do is you're going to review and make sure the organization is a system that can be trusted by scheduling and process stages to make sure that nothing escapes. So you're basically making sure that projects associated with these projects are associated with next action, and you're making an action list. The last part of this is the do stage, which basically you're taking all the actions and you're getting those necessary tasks done. And the second method that I'm going to describe is called time sampling. So the basic theory of this method is that if you sample something on a regular basis, like regular intervals, so from 10 to 12, that means you have a powerful foundation. With time sampling, what you want to do is you want to get a timer. So you can use your phone and make sure it's in countdown mode. Next, you want to take a sheet of paper and draw a few columns on it. And the columns need to be wide enough to put 1 to 4 words in them. And next, what you would do is pick an interval. 10 minutes is probably on the short side, and an hour is too long for this method. But it definitely just depends on how long your typical tasks are. So generally speaking, you want the interval to be no longer than half the time of the shortest task you want to measure. And now with that, you set your watch or timer and you begin your day. Each time the timer goes off, write on one line in the column a few words about what you were doing, then reset and restart the timer. At the end of the day, you'll have an impression and basically raw data to play with that you can mold into surprising results. Actually, what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to give another method that's also helpful to eliminate procrastination, and that is using prompts. So sometimes we procrastinate almost by accident. At quick glance that we wanted to go to Facebook and ask a key person a question, but we definitely get sidetracked because we may see a Facebook's friend's tragedy or doing something unexpected, like a meme or something. Instead, what you can do is you can put up prompts that remind you and make an infographic of your favorite inspiring phrases, or buy one, frame it, keep it on your desk, or at least print out motivational reminder phrases and stick them where you can see them on your bulletin board or on the wall over your computer or anywhere that makes them catch your eye. So for example, if you simply need to be reminded to get started, have a large reminder in sight that says start right now. Or if you need to remember to take care of an important bill or cancellation, make yourself a temporary sign the day before that says pay electric bill. And definitely remember to move your permanent prompts around. Don't keep them in the same place or they'll end up blending into the scenery in your mind's eye. Thank you again for continuing to Sip the Podcast. Make sure you follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Sip the Podcast. Feel free to leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. And as promised, I want to let you all know that Expressive Espresso does have a home. During the off season, you can visit it there, and it's called, as you would have it, sipthepodcast.com. So you can check it out right now. It's currently under construction. But if you would like to subscribe to the newsletter that you receive weekly, almost parallel to as weekly as you receive these podcasts, except for when the season is over with, feel free to go to sipthepodcast.com, subscribe for the newsletter. And until we meet again, I hope you all have a great week.